There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Ellen DeGeneres this morning.
Ellen DeGeneres. She is one of my favorite people on television. I love watching her show every single day, 4 o'clock on NBC. But recently, she just signed a contract extension to take her show through the summer of 2020. And she almost turned it down.
She almost walked away.
She did. I know, which is so bizarre to me because I just feel like I don't know what television would be like in the afternoon without her.
What do most people watch in the afternoon? Like, what are the? I guess she's besides what soap opera or the few soap operas that are still on the air now.
I think she does go up against a judge show.
I don't know
if it's like Judge Joe Brown, Judge Judy, Judge Faith, or any whoever.
Yeah. What else is on at that time besides Ellen?
Well, I know Channel 9, I believe, does like a 4 o'clock
They come on at 4.
It's like
news.
A news style show. Yeah, but anyways, I don't even know what's on Local 12. I think they have like a news style show as well. Anyways, Ellen was saying that her brother wants her to go on forever, of course, because he feels like that in the age of President Trump and all the things that are going on, he really enjoys the fact that she's like a positive, unifying voice that can get on TV every single day. But her wife, Portia de Rossi, doesn't really agree with that. She's like, you know, she kind of gets mad, Portia does, when her brother tells Ellen that she can't stop. Portia told the Times that she thinks that, you know, Ellen is absolutely brilliant. She's a great actress. She's a great stand-up comedian. She doesn't really have to have that talk show for her creativity. And she doesn't really feel like this is going to be the end of her career when she stops the show.
No, but I love the fact that the show is there because it does bring a lot of laughter and, you know, some great moments take place on that show. Some really touching moments. She's big on kindness and.
Yes, she ends the show every single day with be kind to one another. That's her like out cue or whatever. Yeah. She's like, be kind to one another, see you tomorrow or whatever.
It's got to be exhausting for her, but yeah. You know, as a viewer.
But she's also the thing that I enjoy about watching her show is when she interviews someone famous, whether it's Kim Kardashian to Michelle Obama to whomever, she is so disarming that they
spill it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I love that about her.
She's very non-threatening in that way.
She totally is. And she gets some really good information out of people sometimes just by poking.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
Yeah, me too.
They still using the same theme song?
You know, they're not. Oh. And I actually was going to tell you, we need to get you the new version. It's actually way faster, a little more upbeat, a little more sunny.
Right.
It's the same song though, right?
It is. Yeah. It's similar. It's just got a little more, it's a quicker beat. But they just debuted a brand new character on Sesame Street, and it might be somebody that you know. So this character, her name is Lily, and she's one of the pink Muppets. She has red hair. She first debuted back in 2011.
I do remember that.
You probably
weirdly.
Do remember her. She's really cute. She's one of the really super cute ones. But the weird new thing about, not weird, but the new thing about Lily is that she is the first homeless character on Sesame Street.
Bye.
How you doing, Lily?
Oh, I'm okay. It's just that, well, everyone else is going home. And, well, I miss our apartment. And now we don't have our own place to live. And sometimes I wonder if we'll ever have our own home again.
Lily, that's so hard.
Yeah.
You know, I'm really glad that you're all staying with me.
You know, what's crazy about that is I remember when I was a kid, we had a kid in our class. This is elementary school who at the time, like, I didn't think of him as experiencing homelessness. I just thought, wow, like he and his parents, it's so cool that he and his parents live in a VW bus at the time. But like that was their home. And I don't know, there like something in my head, it never came up. It was never a topic of conversation, but I think we just kind of assumed that that was just the way they lived by choice. And who knows, it might have been. I mean, honestly, the topic never came up, but I just remembered that distinct memory.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting.
Of this kid.
With Sesame Street, each character is designed to teach a certain lesson.
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
Yeah, well, she's not going to be featured on the episodes of Sesame Street yet. She's just going to be more of like an online video presence. But I'm sure they're going to find a way to incorporate her eventually.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has
an art. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Meanwhile, Rolling Stone is reporting that Taylor Swift monitored her fans at a concert in California back in May with facial recognition technology. It wasn't meant to invade fans' privacy necessarily, but more to protect Taylor's safety. The images were transmitted to a command post in Nashville, and the faces were cross-referenced against Taylor's known stalkers. Naturally, there will be some privacy concerns about these collected images, but it isn't just Taylor. Facial recognition technology, we're seeing that on the rise at stadiums and arenas. We're seeing it at football games.
I've heard about it at football games, yeah.
Yep. Plus, Ticketmaster is developing a system that can identify fans' faces as they walk through the turnstiles to make entering a concert quicker and more efficient.
Wow.
So, yeah. Isn't that wild?
It is pretty wild. I mean, I always saw it on TV when they would, you know, show that they were using it at the casino to identify, you know, felons or people that were in there. But you don't ever really feel like that kind of thing is happening to you. But I went to her concert in Louisville.
Right.
So maybe I was on there.
Yeah. And then what do they do with that information?
You know, I don't know.
Once they, like, if they scan your face and it doesn't pop up anything, does it remain in a database forever?
I'm sure.
The super fans. She goes, oh, look, the same people are in the third row again.
Right.
There's Jen Jordan.
I know.
I always said that.
I heard the new kids just got the system. And
she's going to get flagged.
They're putting it to use.
For sure.
All right. That's your latest E! News for now. We'll have more for you coming up after 7. Straight ahead, we'll have 3 headlines for you. 2 of those headlines are fake. 1 headline is real. If you can guess the real headline, you will win. Where are we on the 12 days of TSO?
We are in row 2 today, Jeff.
All right. So
second row.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.